The Defense Department wants to maintain its technological advantage in warfare, and to do so, it relies on the U.S. industrial base. Now, next month, DOD will launch a competition to develop a new Institute for Manufacturing. But not just any manufacturing. In this case, the work will have to involve photonics. The awardee will receive $110 million to jumpstart the Institute. Joining me now with more is Adele Ratcliffe, the Director of Manufacturing Technology in DOD's Office of the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Manufacturing and Industrial Base Policy. Mr. Ratcliffe, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so let's start with photonics first before we get to the Institute. Why is photonics, what is it, and why is it so important to DOD?
Well, for many applications, light may be considered as a high-frequency radio wave with very short wavelength. The use of light to transmit information, kind of the way we do radio signals to communicate, is referred to as photonics. For photonics, we can take advantage of this very small wavelength of light to reduce the size of hardware we use to generate and control signals carried by those light waves. Integrated photonics, for which the Institute is centered on, is a new way to accomplish this, where the dimension of the hardware is reduced to a point that a number of different functions can be performed on a single chip, much in the way we do today with radio signals in your cell phone.
So this is for optical communications, in other words, basically.
Yes, these new capabilities have a broad spectrum of possible applications ranging from data transmission, manufacturing sensors, medical devices, mobile platforms, and new imaging systems for the Department of Defense. Several years ago, there was a report that talked about 15% of power generated in one state alone was for data farms. By 2026, the projection was that all power generated in the U.S. would go to support data farms. Clearly, this is unsustainable. But integrated photonics, as an example, in green data centers can enable 100 gigabyte per second speeds with less power than the current solutions at 10 gigabytes, resulting in millions of dollars a year in saving energy savings. Integrated photonics will result in the ability to see through complex media such as human tissue for disease detection or dust clouds for landing helicopters to avoid crash landings in the case of the Department of Defense.
Okay, so is there some sense of DOD that the private sector needs a little help in developing these type of technologies because they're DOD specific?
No, these institutes have broad scale application. They're established to help accelerate and create opportunity for innovation in the most promising technologies that benefit both the Department of Defense and our broader U.S. industrial base.
Okay, so tell us about this upcoming competition. How does it work, and what types of outfits are you looking for to enter?
Well, we are establishing the institutes to create and accelerate the conditions, in this case, for integrated photonics. We've long looked to the U.S. industrial base to help maintain our technological advantage. We know that innovation, we can't predict necessarily when innovation will happen, but we do know the conditions that enable it. When we locate that design, make, learn cycle in close proximity to each other, we accelerate the opportunity for innovation to happen.
All right, so you are going to ask academic or nonprofit institutions to establish this institute?
Yes, we'll. The objective of the institutes and the broader network of the National Manufacturing and of Innovation is to establish regional public-private partnerships that will accelerate the development and adoption of cutting-edge manufacturing technologies for new globally competitive products. The lack of investment in manufacturing and promising technologies can stifle innovation and commercialization. These institutes will overcome the barriers of this missing middle of investment in manufacturing by bringing together industry, academia at both the four-year university level, as well as the two-year community college for highly skilled workforce development, federal, state, and local agencies to accelerate the innovation by investing in industrial-relevant manufacturing technologies with broad applications. The institutes will serve to bring together stakeholders in a highly collaborative environment focused on common issues centered on integrated photonics to spur manufacturing technology. We'll provide shared access and assets of knowledge and infrastructure, particularly to small companies. This access will allow cutting-edge capabilities and create an unparalleled environment for education and training of workforce development, which benefits both the United States industrial base as well as the defense applications.
So this is going to concentrate more on applications or on how to make little tiny things that can do a lot of things with light?
How to make little tiny things that can use light. So
So the sense is, though, that there are both commercial and DoD applications for this type of technology.
Absolutely.
And are there areas of the country that tend to be locus of this type of research right now? Like, for example, people tend to think of Northern Virginia, you know, as a cybersecurity center. They tend to think of Maryland perhaps as the biotechnology center. Silicon Valley is the chip and software center. Is there a photonics center of the United States?
There's ongoing activity in a number of regions in the United States. The Northeast has a growing focus in optoelectronics, photonics. Obviously, the Southwest and the Western coast have a strong focus in photonics and optoelectronics. And then there's a residual capability down in the Southeast as well.
Okay, so this would be, I guess, I see two possibilities here. There could be the use of data transmission optically in ways that can't be done now. But also, it sounds like you're looking for ways of, like, as you mentioned, seeing through the fog, so maybe advanced sensors that are based on some photo phenomenon. I see that as kind of two separate types of technologies.
One will build off the other. Our first opportunity will likely be data communications. That is the low-cost first adopter opportunity. Its current solutions are currently being used in data telecom, and we'll build off of that opportunity to create a strong, healthy ecosystem in optoelectronics, photonics, integrated photonics, to be able to build defense application-specific needs on top of.
So if you look at something like Fios, which you know is a fiber optic consumer, I guess some businesses use it too, you're looking to take that to some exponentially greater level of data capability, that type of technology?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. We want to build off of the current speed, reduce the size, weight, and power of electronic devices. If you look at conventional material, metal, when you pump data through there, the metal itself has a resistance which creates heat. That heat disrupts signals, has a degradation on the quality of the signal. The integration of photonics with processors and sensors can avoid the drawbacks of conventional material. So we get faster, smaller, lighter electronic components with multi-function capability.
Okay, so let's get back to the competition. What is the timeline, and what will the decision process be for the institution that will house this Manufacturing Technology Institute?
Well, our funding opportunity announcement will come out in early November, and we have an offers day right now that we are holding here in the D.C. locality on 19 November. So that's the opportunity for nonprofits, industry, universities to come engage with the government, the Department of Defense, on the purpose of the institute, how the institute is structured, and the objectives of that institute.
And when do you plan to make an award?
We look to make an award in the early summer of next year. We'll go through the proposal process beginning this fall, and that the award will conclude with a cooperative agreement issued to the nonprofit to lead that institute. Those institutes are meant to be regionally focused and grow to national prominence.
All right, and then eventually there'll be some sort of commercialization, you hope, to take place beyond that.
Yes, we're greatly interested in how industry sees this technology space and the technology challenges related to creating affordable systems using integrated photonics. And that is what the institute will focus on, those manufacturing challenges that inhibit the use of this innovative technology.
You know, I was just doing a little research this morning on aerostats, those kind of balloon-type, blimp-type gadgets. The Army, I think, has 66 of them, and they float over Kabul and places like that. And there's a downlink from the tether that goes from all the sensors aboard that thing. All the data comes down a big cable. It seems like that would be a great application to lighten up that cable or make it thinner and also more capable, and you could get more sensors up there in the sky with a better fiber link. Is that a good example of what you might be doing?
An absolutely good example. The ability to take integrated photonics allows us to place computing on systems where we currently have to pump it and do that computing in other locations. It also allows for the accelerated transmission of greater volumes and more robust data to and from points, whether that's your handheld mobile device or manufacturing sensors on the shop floor.
All right. Adele Ratcliffe is Director of Manufacturing Technology in the Office of the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Manufacturing and Industrial Base Policy, long title. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.